There is a standoff this morning at one of Kenya's largest newsrooms. 3 days ago, the government there shut down 3 major independent TV stations. Now, a court has ordered them back on the air. And at the same time, police are trying to arrest some prominent journalists for covering an event where the opposition leader declared himself president. NPR's Eder Peralta reports.
Last night, police officers walked into Nation Center in Nairobi and circled the newsroom. Linus Kakai, a top editor of one of the censored TV stations, described the scene by phone.
There's a bit of a situation. Apparently, I could be arrested. So we're in the office and there are policemen in the building. So I'm not able to talk now.
Hours before, Fred Matiang'i, the country's cabinet secretary for the interior, had declared that the government was about to take crushing action. The government was reeling after opposition leader Raila Odinga and tens of thousands of supporters defied government threats and held a legally insignificant swearing-in ceremony at the city's Independence Park. Matiang'i sees the event as an attempted coup and the media as complicit.
We will act. The individuals who are involved in this and the organizations involved in this, wherever they are within the borders of this country, will feel it. And they will be so sorry.
The government then arrested the member of parliament who officiated the oath, and they said the country's top 3 independent news stations would remain dark, pending an investigation. Angela Quintal of the Committee to Protect Journalists.
Kenya has really been one of the beacons on the continent for media freedom.
Indeed, the Kenyan constitution guarantees the freedom and independence of the press. But these actions, says Quintal, appear to roll Kenya back decades into the authoritarian days of Daniel Arap Moi.
The public has a right to know. And the fact that governments are trying to stop that is incredibly problematic.
Linus Kakai, the news editor, spent the night in his office. By afternoon, he had not left, but now the country's high court ordered the government to switch the 3 stations back on, saying they would decide on the constitutionality of such an action at a later date. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.